The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. As Stephen so elegantly put it, I'm Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, and my co-host, Mr. David Rector with Carolina Fresh Farms. We're here again this morning, which we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
How's everything in the Carolina Fresh world this week?
Doing well. Had a good week.
I'm glad you are, because that holiday week just misses me.
Oh, I didn't say I wasn't tired.
I mean, I just have a hard time with my schedule getting disrupted nowadays.
Yeah, it is. It seems like the older you get, you just let's just keep the same schedule and not throw it off. And
I actually felt old this week. It's been one of them weeks. It hadn't been that bad a week. Mm-hmm. It's just getting back in the groove after four days off. You know, we don't do it very often, so I don't get used to it.
That's good to have some time off there.
Yep, and what we're running into is this crazy weather. I know we talk about weather every week, but now it seems like one day is 95, the next day is 82, mm-hmm. and then 3 days of dry and hot, and then 3 days of rain. And that's not our typical July weather.
No, it's kind of been nice. So we went up to Fort Mill last night, and we actually ate outside at the fish market. It was like 82 degrees. I'm like, man, this is a gift of July.
I had people coming in yesterday talking about how hot it was, and I didn't think it was that hot yesterday. Now, Tuesday was another story, but yesterday wasn't that
Tuesday
bad.
Tuesday was hot, but we're finally getting into the humidity.
Yep.
I think this is, in my memory, I mean, it seemed like it's taking forever for it to really be humid. I know everybody thinks it's hot, and a lot of people don't work outside, so obviously it feels hot, but it's the humidity is just now kicking in on last 2 weeks, really.
There's a lot to that, and I noticed this week that crepe myrtles are finally blooming mm-hmm. for the first time, and it's running probably 5 or 6 weeks late.
Yep.
And I'm blaming, I don't have any scientific evidence for this, just 40 years of experience, but I think it was because of the cool nighttime temperatures we had even in May. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you remember right, we were down 40, 42 degrees at night after Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And I think that throws everything off a little bit.
Yep.
Hydrangeas are now finally busting into bloom. They should have been blooming a month ago.
Yep. And,
like I said, we usually get humidity in June, and we hadn't had it this year. So.
Yeah, the warm season grasses are just, the last 2 weeks, they've grown rapidly. If you've had them fertilized, and they just, it looks like it's just growing overnight, filling in bare areas and all that kind of stuff, so.
Since you mentioned grass, I know we talk about it every week, but I got a question.
Imagine that came
up. Yes, I mean, why would we talk about grass on a gardening show? I had a guy yesterday come by, and we put some Palisades Zoysia in 2 years ago now.
Great grass.
It is, and he's done one, and he loves it. But he said he's getting, every once in a while, not often, he'll get some brown spots. Mm-hmm. And they get about football size, but then they come back out. Could that be dogs doing that?
It could be dogs. I mean, it could be fungus trying to start. You know, a lot of times grass will fight off a fungus, and even without you putting a fungicide on it. But it could be all kind of things. I mean, but the first thing I usually ask people, a football size, a little bit bigger for dog pee usually.
But it started out small and kind of grew.
Yeah. Well, dog pee is the acidic and nitrogen and all that, it makes it,
well, it's got ammonia in it,
yeah, green
that.
On the edges, you know, but it's a lot of times, like you said, it'll come back. It won't kill the roots, it kills the top. And
well, he said football size. That doesn't mean it was football size, as you well know.
Yeah. Could be one of those little footballs.
Well, we put a pre-emergent fungicide on it back in April because of all the rain, and we just put another one on it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I buy the fungus thing, but I can't think of anything else except dogs.
Yeah, there was a lot of it, or just
just a spot here and there, and then 3 or 4 days later, it's gone.
Yeah, usually fungus is more concentrated areas.
And it's more determined than that.
I would keep an eye on your grass now, especially a fescue with we usually start getting fungus first of June, and I haven't seen a whole lot this year, but the way it feels out there this morning, feels like it may have some trying to start up.
Well, what we've run into a little bit on fescue with it 95 degrees, some of it's getting a little bit of a brown tinge. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just shutting down because of the hot weather. And trying to keep people from turning the irrigation on four times a day has been a challenge. Yeah. That's the worst thing you can do for it.
Yeah. So it is getting tired. I mean, we get on into July, and August is the worst month for fescue. I mean, it just had enough.
It bakes it, yeah.
And if we could get rid of that month, we'd probably roll right into fall. But I wouldn't sell as much seed then, so.
Hey, people like green in the wintertime. Yeah. It's still cheaper to do the fescue than it is to buy the dye and paint it. So, yeah. Like they do at the Masters. So. Hey, don't laugh. We've done that.
Yeah, I have too. Got some green shoes at home to prove it.
And that stuff's not inexpensive, and it's a pain to put out, but it does turn it green. So that'll throw a little rye grass on it or whatever. And I'm not crazy about overseeding with rye on Zoysia or Bermuda.
No. Nah.
Because it gets tall, and then it doesn't die when it's supposed to. Then you could have a problem if you don't mow it down quick enough. And
could be an issue when it's transitioning next
spring. Yeah, it's
all
scheduling. So,
this year would have been horrible, I guess, if you had it, because that rye would have hung on for a long time.
Till June, and that makes it kind of interesting. But we've still got a few fescue zones. If they ask me, I don't recommend it, but they came in and say, I want fescue, we'll do it. So.
Yep.
Anyway, Matthew just signaled the music, so it's time for a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wylie.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We've been talking about a little bit on your grass and the weather, like always, every week seems to be our prime topic.
We love the weather.
One thing we've done this week, we've been trying to apply insecticide and fungicide at the nursery, but the problem is most of the chemicals, you're not supposed to get water on them for 24 hours. Well, we can't do that the way the irrigation runs. So we can get 15 to 18, we figure we're good, and it's rained about 3 o'clock every afternoon this week, so our last 2 weeks. So it's been kind of a hit-miss proposition. We are seeing a lot of T-scale on camellias and some other things. And not too many insects except the scales. But
yeah, I was going to ask you about insects because I hadn't had a lot of people come in about insects. And I thought, with the winter being kind of mild and the rain, I thought maybe it would have been. Now, mosquitoes are bad now.
Well, mosquitoes.
They're always bad.
Mosquitoes are a little different scenario. Anywhere. The best way to get rid of mosquitoes is get rid of where they breed, and that's any standing water.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a bucket in the yard with water in it, even bird baths, you need to clean them out regularly because that water gets stagnated. You're going to get mosquito eggs in it. Old tires that were buried years ago that have come to the surface, if it's holding water, you're going to have mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. But you get rid of all the breeding places, that really cuts them down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I still got some in my house, but I'm out in the country kind of, so it's really hard to get rid of all them wet areas.
Yeah, it is.
The sesamilla, and I had a guy asking yesterday about lemongrass. I hate to pop your bubble, but none of that works. I mean, it says it does, but it's the oil inside the leaf that's used to repel them.
Yeah.
So you got to smash them and get the oil out for it to do any good. You might as well just buy a repellent because it's a whole lot cheaper. But
even sit right beside it.
Even 30 years ago, Parade Magazine used to advertise the mosquito plant every Sunday, and people just bought the things by the millions. And I hate to tell you, it doesn't do any good. But there again, humid, hot conditions add to the mosquito problem. You got some frogs or something that'll eat them, that helps.
Yeah.
You go out in my backyard.
You probably got some over there at that lake and creek.
You go out back on my deck at night and you hear a four-ring chorus going on with the
frogs. I bet we were riding with the windows down home last night, and just the cicadas and frogs, is crazy how it sounds this time of year.
Yeah, my wife grew up in the city of York and grew up on the Mill Hill, and she about turned into a country girl over the last 12 years.
So I bet.
It's been an interesting experience. The funniest one was first time I came home from work one day, and she was still sitting in the car. And I said, she's been home 45 minutes. Why is she in the car? So I walk up, tap on the window. She rolled out. I said, what are you doing? And she pointed. And Skeeter Ellis had put a stainless steel cover on the chimney on the top of the house.
Mm.
And the owl, Granddaddy Owl, was sitting on it. And he'd been there for 40 years, and he's probably 3 feet tall standing. And she wouldn't get out of the car as long as the owl was on the roof.
Oh, really?
He was a big – he's still there.
I've
he's a big
some
boy.
Some massive owls, yeah.
There was a little one across the road, but he got hit by a car last year. So, And I didn't know you couldn't touch them, so the game board told me to leave them alone.
Oh,
you go to jail if you get caught messing with them.
Oh, well.
It's a federally protected species. And that's one thing about pesticides. People buy pesticides at wherever, your place or Farmers Exchange, wherever. They need to read the label because it tells you all about endangered species on those labels. And got numbers to call and everything else. Whatever you do, follow the label directions.
I've actually learned from customers. I mean, there's a lot of chemicals in my store, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know everything about everything. If somebody asks me a question, I'll research, try to find out about it. But over the years, people come back in and say, you know, this says this, and so we sit there and talk about it. So, but always read the label and don't say, oh, I put another ounce or two in there, you know, whatever. So.
Well,
the
way it works is most of them, they have done the formulations and tested the fool out of the stuff. So if it tells you to use an ounce and a half per gallon of water, that is the formula that works the best.
Mm. And they didn't do that overnight. It took them years.
Yeah.
All these chemicals, they pour money in these things for years and years and years to be able to put it on the shelf. So.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you go to your house and you pull out every pesticide you got and you set it on the table.
Mm.
Then open the cabinet under your sink, and there's a whole lot worse stuff your sink. Half the stuff you got under the drain cleaner, roach spray, all this stuff. Some of that stuff's skull and crawl spines.
Yeah,
it'll kill you.
Bad stuff.
And nobody reads the label anymore, so please read the label.
Yep. Yeah, there's been a lot. I always tell people this has been a lot of great products taken off the market because people misused it, and then they're turned into some kind of lawsuit, and then the product's gone. So,
well, we're kind of in a unique situation in the nursery because at the nursery we're licensed by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
It's under the employee protection standards and all that stuff. So I have to keep records and what we spray, when we spray, at what time of day, whether the wind's blowing or not, sunshine, whatever. And it tells us exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to spray on your property, you have to have a commercial license, mm-hmm. and that's through the state.
Yep.
And the Department of Labor licensing, something's handling it now. But anyway, I'll get back to that when we get back from the break, because it's time for that time again. Be right back.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Mike Elder. Never miss a moment in your pool due to algae and cloudy water. Try BioGuard's new True Blue Promise. You'll enjoy spectacular sparkling water all season long. See the pros at Imperial Pools and Spas in Lake Wylie next to Food Lion or on 21 Bypass Rock Hill for details.
This is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Get a jump on spring. When you plant now, your plants establish roots before the spring growing season. For a wide selection of landscape quality plants, come see us today. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and we were talking about the licensing thing. And see, but Tommy and I both have private, which is the federal, mm-hmm. and commercial, which is the state. So technically, the way the law reads is any service for compensation. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say for pay. So I do something for you and you do something for me, that's considered compensation.
I give you a bunch of tomatoes, you come spray my yard.
Yep, that's considered compensation. So if I go on your yard and spray Roundup, I'm supposed to be licensed.
Yeah, that is true. I am an applicator. I have an applicator's license. And
the problem is,
you can tell if somebody's taking care of your yard, they should have a yellow
sticker
on the side of their truck. It looks like the state of South Carolina, and that signals it. So,
yep. And the problem with all that is it's each license has different record keeping requirements. And like if I'm spraying something at the nursery for Japanese beetles, if it doesn't say on that label it's for commercial use, mm-hmm. I can't use it for your house. But by token, if it doesn't have an ag label on it, I can't use it in nursery. So sometimes I got two or three different chemicals to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's a sod farm the same way, but there's a lot of things you can spray at a sod farm where you can't spray in Mary Jane's yard.
Right, that's what I'm getting at.
Yep.
And people don't understand. They think all we do is spray pesticides, I think. But that stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
We do it as little as
trust
possible.
Trust me, they're not trying to do it.
We do it we spray maybe three times since January. In the wintertime, we're just using kind of a volic oil.
And that's why we go back to talking about the weather all the time. Well, that affects what you have to spray.
Yep.
And that could really, the way the weather is acting that year, could cost you a whole lot more money than the year before. So
they've talked a lot about the pest, management stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through all that, and that's where you go out and you observe your crops. And when you see a problem, then you come up with a plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found, if we know pretty much when what's going to hit, an idea when ambrosia beetles are coming, when lace bug are coming, or whatever. So we kind of keep a watch, but when we feel the time's right, we'll go ahead and preventatively spray it. And it takes about half the chemicals it takes once you get an infestation trying to get rid of it. So then sometimes it's...
Have to be proactive.
Sometimes all these brilliant minds don't think about the economic cost, but I mean, mm-hmm. that comes out of profit. So I don't do it if I don't have to.
You're not in private business.
And back in the 90s, when Bill Clinton was president, he really didn't have a whole lot to do with this, I don't think. But the fire ants was the big thing.
Yeah.
And they came up with all these regulations, and they even told us what we could put out, when we could put out, and how much we could put out. But the wording in the law said that they were going to eradicate variants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when George
went over well.
When George Bush Jr. came in, they changed one word in there. Instead of eradicate, it became control. We spent $5,000 less that year on chemicals than we did the year before.
Mm.
People don't realize how one simple word can be expensive. And we don't want to spend that money if we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watch people spray their yards, and they'll spray them every 5 days when the label says every 14, 21 days. So you're just throwing money on the ground, and it's not doing the environment a whole lot of good either.
Yeah, the chemicals or fertilizers or whatever you use has a life, shelf life, I guess, so when you put it on your yard. And there's no need to put more on top of it because it's still overkill a little bit.
I heard a report on radio on this station this week. They were talking about all the rain Louisiana and New Orleans was going to get, and all the flooding up the Mississippi, all the fertilizers from the, you know, they got 100,000 acre fields up there that were washing downstream. I'm thinking 30, 40 years ago when everybody used 888, 10-10-10, that's probably true, but they don't do that anymore. They're using the slow release fertilizers that, you know, last 60, I mean, they got them last 30, 60, 90 days, whatever you want. And they say they're expensive, but in the long run, you use half as much, it's not as expensive.
Yeah.
Because I had a boy this week, or last week, 4th to 4th came in, and he said, well, I've been using 10, 10, 10 because it's cheaper. And the stuff's $11 a bag, that ain't cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's not cheap.
But it lasts 30 days.
That's
it.
I mean,
you buy another bag that lasts.
So for
$20 to $25,
you can get one that lasts 60 to 90 days.
Yeah, well, save on the labor is one thing. You save on your time. If you, I guess, if your time's not worth anything,
well, even
it's
still,
it's just not a good product.
It's $5. Well, it's great for a garden.
Yeah, yeah.
For a vegetable
garden,
it's
got its use.
That's what it was designed for.
It's got a lot of waste in it. And just
I don't hear about it much anymore. But for years around here, Kentucky 31 was the gospel in grass seed. It was designed to be a pasture grass.
Yeah, this guy came in yesterday one time. I said, well, I'm not going to say this for your yard unless you have cows out there.
Well, that's what it's for. That's what it was designed
for. Yeah, it's a big wide leaf, and it's
for
edible, and it's
pasture
good.
Grass. And now, I don't think I've had anybody ask for it for the last couple of years, but it used to be.
I guess some contractors that put it out on some hills or just somewhere, you know, where on the roadside or something that doesn't. Not going to matter on, but for the lawn, I wouldn't. I try to not sell it to people.
Well, and like I say, I don't get many asking for it anymore. That's a good thing. I can't believe it's time again, but there's the music, so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
When it comes to simple pool care, BioGuard makes it a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps. Quickly sanitize and kill bacteria, followed by using the recommended shock to destroy contaminants and algicide to stop algae. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Spring is here. Start planning your spring landscaping today. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road and see our wide selection of locally grown plants. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We've talked a little bit about everything, pesticides, grass, dogs. Anything else you can think of you want to say this week, Mr. Rector?
I don't, other than just keep your eye out for maybe some fungus in your lawn. We actually sell a granular and a flowable, I guess. You can actually get hold of some of that this year, where you can mix up a tank and, you know, kind of keep it available, and you could go out there and just hit small areas if you see it coming up, and it's not as expensive if you do the liquid, I guess. But I feel bad about how much those fungicides cost. People try to follow the program, then they end up having a problem. But it's just I'm not making a ton of money on it either. So it's just one of those things that causes a chemical that costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Overall, the fungicides are probably the least expensive of the pesticides, because you got specialty insecticides now that can get way up there. Tommy priced some last week, and the lady had a specific problem, and she's the only one we got with this problem. Mm-hmm. But it's just like $450 a gallon, and you only use 4 ounces per application.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be sitting on it for 15 years unless somebody else develops a problem.
Yeah.
You kind of got to balance the economics of it. One thing you said there I'm not real crazy about, that's mixing up pesticides and leaving them in the container and holding them. Sometimes they'll break down a little bit.
True. I didn't mean forever, but sometimes you forget what's in there, too.
If you're going to do it for a day or two, it's fine, but I wouldn't recommend weeks and weeks on end, because you don't want to spray the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We've made some money in the past of people spraying herbicide when they thought they were spraying.
It happens.
Fungicide, and
you don't label it right.
Yeah, and most people aren't going to label it anyway. But I tell this story real quick. A couple of weeks ago, I had a lady that for 10 minutes, she went on the evils of pesticide, that she didn't use any chemicals on her yard and all that. And she was looking at some Limelight hydrangeas, and she went through about 5 or 6 of them till she found one that didn't have a hole in the leaf.
Oh, wow.
I said, well, how do you think we keep the holes out of the leaves? If it's a little hole in the leaf, it doesn't bother me, because I figure that bug needs to eat too, and something's got to feed the birds,
you know? Yeah.
It'll fall off, and there'll be some more. I said, but now they get infested, that's another story. But one or two here, and everybody wants the monarch butterflies, but the butterfly comes from a caterpillar. You kill the caterpillar, you're not going to have any butterflies. It's just the way nature works.
And, true.
Yeah, I get calls for milkweed to... But the butterfly does not eat the milkweed. The caterpillar eats the milkweed, and then the butterfly comes from the caterpillar.
Yep.
So if you see a caterpillar,
well, those cycles.
You see a caterpillar out there on your milkweed, you need to leave it alone if you want butterflies. Well, I don't know if they teach biology the way they used to, or botany and all that when we were in school, and I know every generation says that, but some people don't seem to understand how nature works anymore. And I blame that to playing video games and sitting on the couch. But
that could happen.
People at my age can do that. I've earned the right. Yeah,
so. Yeah, wait till you get older to sit on the couch and play video games.
I am older. What are you talking about? Yeah. We were talking about the times in Rock Hill off the air before we started. I mean, I've been here 40 years. I know a lot about a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't here anymore. So
I've been here 50.
We've been very blessed. York County and Rock Hill has been real good to us. And right now we're booking for mid-September, and that's as caught up as we've been in 3 years. So we're doing real well. But
yeah.
Anyway, have a good week, Mr. Rector, and we'll see you next week on the Gardener's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.
South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill, W261 CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County,
an OTS media station.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.